Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you, Daddy, for another day in our lives. We thank you, Everlasting Father, Lord, for your protection over each and every one of us. We bless you, Lord, because you have been our provider. You have been our healer. You are being our sanctifier. You are all in all for us, Lord. And for that reason, Lord, as grateful children, we come unto you this day and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, everlasting God. We bless you for where we are coming from, for where we are today, and where you are taking us to. Thank you, Lord, for the glorious plans that you have in stock for us. We say, blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon the word of my mouth, that everyone that hears it, Lord, Jehovah God, let it do them good. Let it bring forth salvation, healing, deliverance. Let it draw us closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, it gives me great joy once again to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, you will command your day. This day shall yield its increase for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which you desire from the Lord, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Whatever barrier that has been standing between you and your miracle, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The favor of the Most High will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today I'll be discussing with us what I titled Unity, a Requirement for Success. Unity is a requirement for success, and indeed you will be successful in all that you lay your hands to do in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 133. Psalm 133, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible here tells us that how good it is, how wonderful it is that you and I may dwell in unity, that you and I may dwell in oneness, that there is a great benefit for it. Many of us want to be successful in life, but we are not in unity with others. From this passage we have read, say, it is likened to a precious oil on the head that flows down. That means that when there is unity, it flows down. Everyone that is part of the system will be a beneficiary. It brings about the long-awaited peace that we want. Brothers and sisters, it's the desire of God that we operate in unity, that we cooperate with one another. In doing the work of the kingdom, there is no need for us to be competing with one another, but there is a need for us to work together to complement one another. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking in the book of John, John chapter 13, reading from verse 33, he said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." He said, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciple, if you love one another." Brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying, this is a commandment. And when it is a commandment, that means that there is no option. You just have to abide by it. He said, the only way that which you and I can be called is disciples is for us to love one another. Do you love that your brother? Do you love that your sister? Are you so much engrossed with only you? You are not concerned about what is happening to other people around you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus has given us a new commandment that we should love one another. You should love one another. The Bible goes further in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. He said, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Brothers and sisters, let us be kind-hearted. Let us forgive one another. Let us stop bearing grudges, even as we are starting a new month right now. So you are still in the beginning of a new year, more or less. Brothers and sisters, why don't you make that commitment that no longer will you continue to bear grudges? No longer will you hold bitterness against your brother, against your sister? Yeah, I know people might have offended you, but you too have offended others, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. You have also offended others too. And if you want them to forgive you, why don't you do the same? Why don't you forgive them and live in unity, live in oneness with everyone so that the Almighty God can also forgive you? As he tells us in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, he said, "If you forgive others their trespasses, say your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Brothers and sisters, we cannot allow God not to forgive us. We cannot allow it. We cannot afford it. It's a price that is too high for us to pay. But because of that which that person has done to you, no, forgive one another. And one of the reasons why we find it difficult to forgive one another is pride. Some of us are so much filled with pride. The book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself." So when you begin to count others as less significant as you, that is pride, and that will hinder you from working in unity, from operating in unity, in love with your brother, with your sister. Brothers and sisters, Bible says, do not be selfish. Do not consider only yourself. When you pray, is your prayer only about yourself, only about your family, or do you pray for others? Do you see the sick and you pray for them? Do you see those who are hungry, those who are jobless? Do you pray for them? Brothers and sisters, do not be selfish. Do not be selfish. Walk in unity. Walk in love with your brother, because that is what God expects you and I to do at all times. And indeed, the Almighty God will grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the book of James tells us, James chapter 5, 16, say, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person has a great power as it is working. Say, pray for one another. Pray for one another. Be an intercessor. See, pray for the other person. As you intercede on behalf of the other person, then God will answer that prayer. He will not only answer the prayers of that person, God will also answer your own prayers. Many of us have hindered our prayers from being answered because all we ever think about is about ourselves. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, it tells us, he said, bear one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burden and fulfill the law of Christ. Be ready to bear the burden of the others. Be ready to support others. I don't mean that you want to turn yourself to the God of others, no. But bear their burden. Feel for them. Show empathy. Be sympathetic. Ready to help. Because when God bless you, God has blessed you to be a blessing. That is the reason why God has blessed you. Know that whatever blessing that God has given you, you are just a custodian of that blessing for his people. So you are holding it in trust for his people. And God can tell you, go and give this person this, give that person that. Obey. And as you do so, you will see him releasing a greater measure of blessings upon you. Many of us have hindered our own blessing. Many of us have not allowed God to bless us the way he wants to bless us. Why? Because we have failed to do what we are supposed to do. We have failed to show love to other people. So brothers and sisters, let us show love, so that you may be able to be beneficiary of the goodness and the mercy of God. He tells us in Psalm 23 verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But for you to be able to do so, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, don't forget that we started that it is pleasant for brothers, for brethren, to dwell together in unity. And in the house of God, there is that unity. So for you to be able to enjoy goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life, you need to operate in love with your brother. You need to let go of that offense. That brother, that sister, that husband, that wife, that cousin, that friend, that colleague that have offended you, let go. Let go. Ask God to have mercy upon them. Ask God to forgive them their sin, and you also forgive them. And by so doing, you are opening access, giving yourself access to unlimited blessings of the Lord. So this morning, if you want to say, I want to let go. I want to let go of every hurt, every bitterness that I've held against anyone. I want to let go, speak to the Lord this morning and say, Father, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins and grant me the grace and the strength to forgive everyone that have offended me. In any way I have been holding grudges against anyone, whoever that person may be, everlasting Lord, no matter what that person might have done for me, Jehovah God, I receive grace from you today to forgive. I forgive, I let go in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me the grace to forgive. Glory be unto your name. And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, why don't you do so now? So that by so doing, he will give you the grace to forgive and to let go. Father, we say thank you. We bless you. For this, your children that have come unto you and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name, for everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will shine his light upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will perfect all that concerns you for his glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.